somewhere else, and he don't know I care, but in my mind he's always there. Passing by, I feel the energies between us, and home the heart of honesty. So on the side, I like to drink up, lay back, and dream. Always dreams with me, but it gets a little harder to go there anymore and to care when I pretend that I'm aware. I'm driving to the Rockies with only stars above to follow me in the sky far from the sea. Lookout Mountain, going back to tell him it was me. Going home to Lookout Mountain, going back again, yes I believe, I believe. Used to wonder how his eyes look reflected in the sea, and if he could feel a thing for me. But when he got happy dreams and he has faith in everything, like heavens I just can't believe in. But it gets a little harder to go there anymore and to care.
Lookout Mountain, and then next we have Back Home to Blue, which is another one that we're going to play at the Folk Festival, so we hope you'll join us. Truck on humid highways, the morning sun behind me bows to ever westward blow. The many rows of corn blur on the downside of the blue hill. it's always been this way, and I guess it always will. I saw this easy river flow last time in winter. Summer glow. I'm coming back across. I always notice subtle graces. The Mississippi River sets the tempo and the pace. Going far away. I'm going far away. Oh, I'm going far away. It's always good to get away, but better still to come back home to blue. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, I would reckon these little journeys do their parts to work for all of us. 'Cause when you leave, the summer drips from green and dusty aspens, and then they shimmer golden when you come back in the fall. I'm going far away. I'm going far. Side of the blue hill. I think it's always been this way, and I guess it always will.
All right, thank you. And the next one is called Dirt Underneath.
Understanding the life she has seen. Father and preacher both try to preserve popular visions of heaven and earth. Some say it's too late to try. Litter the land with the lie she calls home. Say she lost it a long time ago, dazed and abused in the path that she chose. No one to stop her spun out of control. Practice of heartbreak and weakness of soul. Mom, boys, now lend me a hand. Litter the lies over land. She calls. There's nowhere to go, don't want to know the answer. It comes without the question. Her hands may look clean, but the dirt underneath holds the key. She looks away when she's speaking to me. I can't catch her eyes. It's the way that she looks when she far up above, she looks pretty and pure, ready to do what it takes to endure. Constant communion is all but to be, forever and always in disharmony. Never talk the world seem like such a simple thing to call. To play, there's nowhere to go and no one to know. The answer, it comes without the question. Her hands may look clean, but the dirt underneath. All in one day, there's no place to play, there's nowhere to go and no one to know. The answer, it comes without the question. Hands may look clean, but the dirt underneath holds the key. She looks away when she's speaking to me. I can't catch her eyes. It's the way that she looks when she taught the world seem like such a simple thing.
You're tuned into 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name's Matt Milner, and I'm live in Studio 2A with The Long Wait. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having us.
So we'll start off with introductions. Tell me who you are and what you're doing tonight.
My name's Bjorkvin. I'm playing guitar and doing the occasional backup vocal.
I'm Liz, Liz Sarapena, and I am the lead vocalist.
Excellent. So tell me a little bit about the history of this project.
Where do we start?
Where do we start? It's been quite a process, and the past year's been
the long wait is sort of was a trio, and then it became a full band.
Yes,
and it's been together for an hour, a year and a half. A year and a half, or two years, something like that.
I don't even know. It's been quite a process, though. We in July, this past July, we lost our very dear friend, my love, and our very dear friend Alan Garrod, who was very central to this band. He wrote most of these songs, and was wonderful. Singer, songwriter, guitarist, multi-instrumentalist, really. He pretty much played everything and could do it all very, very well. So
yeah, maybe the one of the greatest musicians I've gotten known personally.
Yeah, definitely.
And
He passed away very, very suddenly, without, you know, any kind of warning for us. So for as far as the band goes, we kind of had to just stop for a while, and it took quite a while to regroup, many months.
Yeah.
And so that's why we're pretty bare bones right now with just Bjorkvin and myself doing the acoustic show for the time being until we start building up some more band members. And, you know, we'll see what happens from... But this is just, you know, the beginning of our new start.
Yeah, basically. We're keeping a lot of the old songs and just keeping that memory alive, but still moving forward.
Absolutely. So the songs that you're performing tonight are most of these songs that Alan wrote?
Yes, most of them. Yeah, there are a couple that Bjorkvin wrote, and we collaborated on all of them. But yes, Alan definitely wrote most of these.
Do you envision returning to a full band sound in the future, or are you going to stick with the duo for a while?
Well, we really liked the full band. It was a lot of fun to have three vocalists and two guitars and so with drums and all. And we kind of titled ourselves as folk rock. Mm-hmm. So it's fun to have drums and bass and stuff like that. But we obviously the songs work in a very spare format, but it's more fun to play with more people, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure.
It's, I can screw up more.
Yeah. And I'd love to hear a little bit more about the decision to keep the project going as well. And, you know, was there a point when the two of you decided that you were ready to bring these songs back? Or was there a conversation that you can recall about that?
I think mostly we just... I mean, Alan's music is so great and means so much to us, and it touches everybody who's come to our shows, who's listened to Alan's music, has just been touched by how talented he is. And we want to make sure that these songs don't get forgotten. We want to keep them going.
Yeah. And the thing is that we don't want to stop doing like these songs and all that, and we kind of, because we needed some time to like figure out how to do it. Sure. And it ended up just being the two of us, because we two of us that kind of could do it together. And then we might look for some more band members, but we just want to keep doing the music, maybe not as a trying to make it band, but more as a hobby than trying to go for a profession. But
at least for now, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Because we're just going to go, I mean, it's pretty easy going at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just easing back into it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so on the note of keeping these songs alive, I know that you have some recordings that you've worked on in the past that are coming a little closer to fruition. So tell me about the genesis of the recording process and where you guys are at now.
We started recording an EP back in last spring, I think, and we recorded six or seven songs, but we ended up keeping four of them. And we recorded everything.
It was everything except the vocals, wasn't it?
So it's basically, Alan's on all those recordings, except the vocals, which is a real shame, but that's just how it is.
Such a shame. He's got such a beautiful voice.
Yeah. So, and that kind of just lay on my hard drive forever. Mm-hmm. And then now I'm finishing it up in my new home studio, and I'm just finishing up the mixing and mastering. And we will hopefully have something together on the Folk Festival.
Oh, wow. Great.
Whether it's like a hard copy CD, or maybe we'll just send out. Maybe we'll just have it as downloads on on the site.
So we'll talk a little bit more about the Folk Festival at our next break. But I'd love at least now a teaser for when and where you're going to be playing as part of the Folk Festival.
We're playing 2 p.m. on Sunday the 6th on the Courtyard stage.
Oh, yes. Great!
Okay. Yeah.
And I know that you played last year's Folk Festival as well. What was that experience like?
That was great. Oh, I mean, that was awesome. So much fun. And we were on the Plaza stage, so we ended up getting broadcast, which was so much fun. Mm-hmm. And of course, Alan was with us, so we just had a blast. And since then, our bass player, Chris, has moved, and we had a couple of drummers, and neither of them are available anymore. Yeah. So, but we had so much fun playing together at the time as the full band.
Yeah. Well, we will be a trio at the Folk Festival. Yes. Kai Lindstedt, our old drummer, he's currently playing with Copper and Congress. Mm-hmm. He will be joining us for the set there.
Yes.
And he'll just play. I think he'll just play cajon, like giving it a kind of a folky, down earth feel.
Sounds good. So I know you guys have plenty of more music to play for us tonight, so we'll talk more in a bit. But I want to thank again The Long Wait for joining us in Studio 2A tonight. They're performing at the Folk Festival, and they're performing here until 10 o'clock. So thanks for tuning in to KXCI.
Oh, this next one, I just wanted to say a quick little thing about. It's called Seasons of Promise, and this is our debut playing it. Alan wrote it years ago, and did a pretty recent rewrite that we really love, and we had planned to record it and play it earlier, but never got the chance, so this is our Seasons of Promise.
Of knowing you'll be there with me, and that's been something I've never said, but I can feel a change ahead. For something you never had. I know there's something I can never recover. I know there's something I can never regain. I really need you here with me to overcome this pain. So there's been something on my mind, and I can read between the lines. So baby, something else to come along, but there's nothing I can do. I'm always coming home to you. I have to be with you again. It's never ending, baby. Don't cry. You're suffering. Baby, try.
trouble's been coming down lately. Our next one is called New Kind of Plan, another one of Alan's that we love. And we actually just put a new recording of this on our website. is it on thelongwait.com?
It's on thereverbnation.com/thelongwait. But there's a new blog post on thelongwait.com that has a link.
Cool. That's a live one that we did at the Hut here in Tucson.
Yeah.
Check it out. For listening to us tonight. The next one is called Room Without. Mm-hmm. know about broken dreams, and I don't know nothing about love, and I haven't really needed much of anyone since I lost my baby, my only son. And I've just been stuck on this bad run that puts me in this room without love. So with the sad sun out in the distance, colored clouds offering up their assistance, red sky in the morning, lost lovers taking warning, here comes another lonely day. Can't seem to wake up from this bad dream that keeps me in this room without love. So that was Room Without, also an Alan song. And the next one is another Alan song that we love called Little Broken Wing.
Yeah, this is my favorite.
Yeah, this is a great one.
This is the one, this is the first one I heard when he sent me his stuff, when I was trying to get me to join the band.
Court you for our
really
band.
Easy for him to, it was a really easy sell.
Björk, when we love you, come play with us.
All right.
In a terrifying way, he hits the windshield and he makes a funny face. The car that crushes him won't stop to see if they help to undo damage done in any way. Like a pigeon left to die, a broken wing down on the sidewalk for a while, and all the busy people look passing by. There's no time for this, so pay that bird no mind. Like all the little things, all the other little things left behind. A little girl with a pink balloon waits for the bus with mom and sees him too. Hey mom, that bird looks sad and hurt and cannot move. Is there something we can do? Hey mom. Mama on the phone, in tears, can't hear the words, foreclosure and no home. She doesn't ever hear just what her girl is saying. And the bus arrives and takes them both away. Like all the little things, all the other little things taken away. I cannot fix your wings, so I will leave you in the curb. I don't have any time for this and cannot be disturbed. You should die here overnight under these orange skies. Pray for you and mourn for you in early morning light. Now we'll call for God to take you up and cover you with love. You can fly among the ghosts and see your old world from above. I feel sure that all the angels will come by to hear you sing. Now we'll rot in hell, 'cause I cannot fix your little broken. People look passing by. There's no time for this and pay that bird no mind. Like all the little things, all the other little things left behind. Like all the little things. Thank you.
You're tuned. You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with The Long Wait. Thanks again for coming down tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for not only for playing these songs tonight, but I think that it's I'm very grateful that you've decided to keep these songs alive because they're beautiful songs, and I think it's a really wonderful testament to a great songwriter and sounds like a great man as well. So
yes. Thank you.
Folks can catch these songs live at the Folk Festival Sunday at 2 o'clock, the Sunday of the Folk Festival, that is. So not this weekend, but the following one. Now, one thing that I wanted to talk about with you, Björgvin, is I know you have been producing this EP, but also aside from that, you have a long history in music production for other projects. So tell me a little bit about how you got involved on that side of the music business and some of the endeavors that it's led you to.
So I started playing guitar as a teenager and started in bands, and then it ended up being too expensive to go to the studio, so we just created a studio in our rehearsal space, and that's sort of how I got into, even though I didn't record, our keyboard player recorded our album at that point, but I kind of got the bug a little bit from there. Mm-hmm. And then I got into live sound a few years later, and I did a lot of live sound back home in Iceland, where I'm from, and did live sound for 3 years, a bunch of underground venue, or like small underground band venues, and also a few bigger dates. And then I ended up going to Spain to the SAE Institute, which is the School of Audio Engineering, and I got a diploma in audio engineering from there. And that's where I started writing and blogging about audio production, music recording, everything a home recording person needs to know when they're trying to not go to the studio.
Right.
sort of what we started doing. So
where can people find the blog?
It's audioissues.com. A bunch of blog posts there about everything from getting the right equipment to mixing vocals and mixing all sorts of stuff.
Now, are there unique challenges that come with recording and producing your own work as compared to someone else's?
Yes. I would say that it's harder because, well, it depends on if you strive for perfection or try to do everything as best as you can, and you're also trying to produce yourself, you're kind of going in circles of never feeling like it's good enough. Mm-hmm. So you keep going, basically try to do better and better and better when you should just move on.
Yeah. And it sounds like you recorded, or you recruited Bjorgvin, yes, to join the group. So how did you first meet each other?
Well, at the time, Alan and I were in a different band, mm-hmm, called Gates Pass. And that band just kind of broke up. But while we were still together, we went out to a couple open mics, well, a few open mics, and we saw Bjorgvin playing by himself at Epic.
Yeah,
Cafe. Epic Cafe. Yeah, on 4th Avenue. And so we, Alan and I really, really enjoyed Bjorgvin a lot. And he came over and talked to us for a little bit. And so we exchanged information and kept in touch. And then Alan ended up, when we broke away from Gates Pass, Alan contacted Bjorgvin about, you know, putting together a new group, since Alan and I were just playing by ourselves for a while as a duet, and then wanted to expand, and we thought he was great.
Yeah, it's funny because I came up to them and they were playing when I came in, and I used to go to a lot of open mics just playing by myself, a lot of my original stuff, but I don't really like playing just by myself. So when I was hearing them, I was like, man, I want to be in that band. conveniently enough, became true, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I know you've got three more, so I want to give you enough time to do that before 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank you again for coming down. Remind everybody that they can catch you performing at the Folk Festival next weekend, not this upcoming weekend, Sunday, 2 o'clock. Did you say it was the Courtyard Stage?
Courtyard Stage. Yes.
And also, thelongwait.com has some new tracks and other information, I imagine, about upcoming shows when they arrive. And when that new EP is released, can people find details about that?
Yeah, there should be on thelongwait.com or facebook.com/thelongwait, reverbnation.com/thelongwait.
Perfect. All right. Well, thanks again for coming out. And The Long Wait's going to play us out until 10 o'clock, and then we'll send it over to the Hub. But thanks for listening to Locals Only on 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I think you're the only radio host in the United States that can pronounce my name.
All right. This next one is actually one of Bjorgvin's wonderful songs, and it's called Dream.
Down, love's not around. When the drinks have turned cold and the air's feeling old, the songs will stop spinning and the winners stop winning. Will things stay the same, or do you deal a new game? For the ones who run around, they love with different sounds. For the ones that hold just a dream or a lullaby? Oh, is it just a dream or a lullaby? Do you know? Is it just a dream or a lullaby? Oh, is it just a dream or a lullaby? Test of time at the end of the line. Deals have been broken, the story's been spoken. Will they all stay the same, or do they get a new name? For the ones who run around, love with different sounds. For the ones that hold on to their spark and
just a dream or a lullaby? Oh, is it just a dream or a lullaby? Do you know? Is it just a dream or a lullaby? Oh, is it just a dream or a long
another of Alan's called Dispute. This is one of the ones that he wrote when he was, I believe he was in his 20s.
Probably like two.
Yeah, you know, yeah, considering he's been writing since early teens. Actually, probably before that. This little tape recorder.
Raise my hands into the sky.
on the water. I raise my hands up to the sky. That boy is gone. I lay my hands upon the water. Yeah, yeah. I raise my hands up to the sky. I wanna settle this dispute. You give lovers time to lose.
Thank you. Now our last song is called Out of Something. In other words, All Around the World. It kind of has two titles.
Yeah, I've never decided on which is which.
Yeah, this is one of Björkman's. Wish we could still do that great three-part harmony that we had, but sounds pretty nice this way too. Thank you so much.